Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in time and space. Chuck Gines documenting the human experience. Chuck Gines with the Chuck Gines podcast. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Today is the first conservative Republican debate. Going to be held by, I believe, Fox is the one that is doing this. There's a lot of things going on in the news lately. My God, where do we start? Well, we have some of the flying monkeys that have started the flip. Apparently, the co-defendant number four in the documents case has gotten rid of the Trump-appointed attorney and has opted for a public defender and is singing a different tune. Look for more of that to continue to happen as well. From what I understand, Giuliani has some sort of meeting with the prosecutor down in Georgia. I would not be surprised if Rudy Giuliani flips. He's looking at jail time. He is in a real rough spot. He is, a couple weeks ago, he had to put his home up for sale. He's between a rock and a hard place. I do not believe that Trump is paying his legal bills for him. So we'll see something there. Interesting Roger Stone videos that have recently surfaced. One of them where he openly admits that the election wasn't stolen and that Trump lost. We all know that. You know, interesting enough, there's the debate tonight, which I think Chris Christie's going to clean the floor with a lot of these guys and send a lot of them home and packing. Good morning, Mr. Lawson. How are you? No live stream during the debate tonight. I want to watch it and actually do a podcast on it in the morning. But you know, like I said, I am still going to say that Trump is not going to be the nominee for the Republicans. We're still going to go there. We're way early in this, and we have started to see the tide start to change. And I took down the Des Moines Registry. They did a poll recently, and I wrote down all that. Of course, Trump is far ahead. But there's room for an off-ramp. And we're going to compare that poll next month and see where things are at. Like I say, I look for things to really start to change here. Christie now is going to dust the floor with everybody and kind of call out these guys. Are you guys either running for president or are you carrying Stalin's coat here? Because if you're not running for president, then go home, right? Because half of these guys aren't even attacking a Trump at all. So that's going to be good to see. The Roger Stone videos are really interesting. Roger Stone was obviously hurt and a little bit miffed. Apparently, he wasn't allowed to speak on January 6th, and he thought he was going to be able to speak. And they're waiting outside of the hotel for their ride to take them to the Ellipse, and it never shows up. And they finally figure out, oh, okay, we're not invited to this party. Roger Stone is upstairs at his hotel watching the events unfold on TV, and he's talking on the phone with somebody. And he's talking about, well, this is why these guys lost the election. They don't know what they're doing. They're amateurish. And I believe a lot of this footage that is showing up is from a documentary project that he was allowing to film. So once again, we got these guys on audio and video saying the opposite stuff in private that they say in public. For example, you know, Tucker Carlson tonight, I guess, is going to do his propaganda thing and have an interview with Trump. And this should offer an opportunity for Tucker Carlson to tell Donald Trump to his face that he's a demonic force and that you could tell him how much you despise him. Isn't that amazing? That's what Tucker really believes, really thinks. That's what he's communicated behind the scenes. And then he gets up and acts like he's their friend. You know, we were talking about this morning. I guess Brett Baer just bought a $36 million home down in Florida. In case you're wondering why all these people lie to you constantly, all the time, every day, it's for money, man. Right? It's for money. Tucker Carlson knowingly lies for a living and makes millions and millions of dollars doing so. And that's pretty much, it's about ratings, it's about money. And that's why part of the reason why our republic is falling. We don't have access to good, accurate, truthful information. So very interesting to see. Like I said, you're going to see a lot of the flying monkeys start to flip. Looking like Mark Meadows may not have cooperated. Interesting watching that phenomenon. He's actually putting motions that somehow he's above the law because he worked for the federal government, somehow cannot be arrested and charged at the state level. At least that's the filings that he has made. He's wanting an extension. He has a hearing on Monday requesting that his case be taken out of the state circuit and put into the federal circuit because he was a federal employee. The problem with that is by Friday, he's supposed to turn himself in to Fannie Willis down there in Georgia to be arrested. And so he's wanting to have an extension, and she's not granting that. She is saying, Fannie Willis is saying, you know, you're nobody special here. We're going to treat you like everybody else. And he actually said, well, no, I am actually kind of special. I work for Donald Trump, therefore I'm immune from prosecution, basically, I guess is what he's trying to argue. Really silly stuff. So we're seeing people start to flounder. We're seeing people start to flip. You're going to see the poll numbers really start to turn around. Like I say, this debate is going to hurt Trump. Whether he shows up, whether he doesn't show up, he is going to be attacked viciously, and rightfully so, and he's not going to be there to defend himself. And Chris Christie is going to do a good deed. and we'll see what Mike Pence has to say as well. So what you'll see tonight, a lot of the mega cult people are going to be exposed to a lot of the truth that they're not getting from Fox News and Newsmax, and he's going to lose people. Let's see what happens when he turns himself in on Thursday. I don't think any of it's going to be televised. It's an arrest. It's not an arraignment. He's just being arrested and booked. It's going to be a real mugshot this time, too, which is a sign of weakness. One of the things that Trump people don't want, they don't want any of this televised because it shows him being weak. That's not part of the persona he's wanting to put off. So, very interesting week. I'm really excited about the debates. I look for these poll numbers to really start to turn around as the indications are. The latest national polls had, you know, most people understand that Trump committed crimes. You know, it's pretty much in that mega cult. You know, interesting poll, too, that most of those people get their truth from Trump more so than their preachers or their friends and family. And really sad to see people so easily misled and so easily duped. But I think they enjoy it. So it should be, you know, very interesting debate tonight. And like I say, look for them poll numbers to really start to turn about. I don't think Trump is going to be the nominee. I just don't see that happening. And for various reasons, like I say, you're going to have, I mean, a lot of people are starting to realize that it's just too much baggage. I mean, even if they like Trump, a lot of people are stepping forward and saying, hey, man, this is just way too much. How is this guy even going to campaign? You know, all of these court trials, all of these court cases that he's going to have to be there. Just too much baggage with the Trump. But interesting to see, and it'll be an interesting debate. I'd like to invite everybody over to ChuckGines.com. I have a membership area over there. As a matter of fact, I am recording this right now, and it'll be over there. I got a really nice recorder. These are sounding really awesome over on the website, ChuckGines.com. There's a membership area there with lots of podcasts and other types of content. I do cover a lot of topics that we can't cover on social media. Race in general, race and gender, inequality, all of the things that people seem to be offended at these days, I cover on my website over there. I also have a book coming out here pretty soon and some magazines that you can purchase. And I also have a donate button there if you wish to help support the new media and independent journalism. I think the type of stuff that I do here is very important. I do not tell you what you want to hear, that is not a good business model. It is not the way to make money. The way to make money is to tell you what you want to hear, And so here's your opportunity. If you give me $10, I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. I'll be just like Tim Pool. I'll just be just like Tucker Carlson. Pay me, man. Pay me, and I'll tell you what you want to hear. Do you want to hear that Trump's going to win and he did nothing wrong? Just put $10 in that little cup right there so I can buy some coffee, and I'll tell you that Trump is the greatest thing since Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, indeed. For $10, I'll tell you anything that your ears want to hear. Huh? Do you want to hear that Mike Pence had the power to just decide who the president was unilaterally? A mere $10, and I'll tell you that. I will tell you that for $10. Oh, oh, oh. If you want to hear that Hillary is a saint, I'll tell you that for $10. If you think that she should be in jail and you want me to say that she should be in jail, a mere $10, and I'll tell you what you want to know, what you want to hear. I'll be just like Fox and Newsmax and CNN and all these places. I want to buy a house for $37 million down in Florida, so I will piss down your back and tell you it is raining, and you will get that warm, fuzzy feeling as I urinate down your back, all for $10, and you can be misinformed like most people. Isn't that where we're at today? Huh? Huh? That's where we're at today, folks, and that's why we're so misinformed. But yeah, no live stream during the debate tonight. No. I've been working hard on my book and, pretty much that, cutting firewood and working on my road out here as I watch the entire planet spin around on its axis. And, seems like most of the world is going crazy out there, but I'm trying not to participate in it. All right. Questions, comments. We have quite a few people on here for this morning. It is, almost 7 o'clock here in the high deserts of New Mexico. And, it'll be interesting to see what happens as this all unfolds. Wouldn't it be something if I'm correct and Donald Trump is not the nominee? I'll be one of a small handful of people that have kind of maintained that position. I could be totally wrong, but I will be surprised. Like I said, there's a long way. And this debate tonight kind of is like when people start to pay attention. You know, it's usually after August, September, October, people start to pay a little bit of attention. Kids are back in school and all that kind of stuff. So this debate, and then like I say, I like to see what these poll numbers look like post-debate as compared to prior to the debate. And he's just not going to be there to defend himself. I was also curious as to maybe his lawyers might have told him not to attend the debate. Because anything he says can and will be used against him. You know, he was going to come out on Monday with some bullshit about how the election was really stolen in Georgia. And it was funny, when he made the announcement, the first thing I thought was, oh, great, give more evidence to the prosecutors. You're really going to let this guy get up and spew that shit? And there were some other people that were making that comment too. And so I wasn't surprised that he puts out his tweet or True Social, whatever his little network there. And his people actually believe this bullshit. He was telling them that his lawyers said it's better that we file these officially as legal paperwork. And therefore, it's unnecessary that we have this. The truth is that there is no evidence that the election was stolen. He knows that. He doesn't have that. Just like he didn't, yeah, I remember years ago when Trump was claiming that Obama was running, and Trump had his own private investigators, and he was about to come out with this, they had uncovered just incredible stuff that proved once and for all that Obama was born in Kenya. Do you guys remember that? Huh? You guys remember me walking away from all the birthers? Remember that? You guys remember me covering the Tea Party? You guys remember this? You remember this? Who was that lady, that Kathy lady? This was funny. I'm right a lot of the times, guys, and the years prove me. So I was covering the Tea Party, and there was this Kathy, I can't remember what her name was, and she was kind of like the Chicago political activist lady that was like controlling and organizing all the Tea Party stuff, right? So I actually interviewed the lady and actually started hanging out with her, and I realized this lady's a fucking kook ball, man. She's a real loose wing nut. Who was it? The Chicago Bench Report. Who was that blogger? And all these guys were getting mad at me because I was saying, hey, this Kathy lady, we need to get away from this Kathy lady, right? and they're calling me a traitor and all this kind of stuff. This lady actually ends up on Keith Olbermann's the worst person of the world. I don't know what she did. She did something really shitty to some handicapped person or something like that caught on tape, right? Okay, so then they dump her. And I told you guys. Anyway, I don't know what brought that up. I've been doing this a minute, man. Been doing this a minute, watching it. So it was just funny that they ended up on the Keith Olbermann Worst Person of the World report. I nailed it. But that the political right echo chamber is really a spooky place to be, man. really spooky place. Very dangerous people, like I said. That core group of people, that those forever Trumpers that have what I call Trump derangement syndrome. These people would follow Trump over a cliff. This is not hyperbole. I'm not joking about this. Those are exactly the type, the soul type of people that have brought all of the despots to power in the past, including National Socialism and the Nazi power. I'm not joking. It's not hyperbole at all. Those are exactly the type of people that bring about authoritarian regimes, oh, like the Nazis. Same people, different day. Right? Amazing. A replay of this is going to be on ChuckGiants.com. Like I say, look at this. Isn't this cool? I got my my old phone, which actually has a really good audio recorder on it with this microphone, and it turns out excellent for sure. Comments, questions. Come on, guys. It's a live stream. We got 15 people on here at 7 o'clock in the morning. What do you guys think? Do you think Trump's going to be the nominee? What do you think the debate's going to be like tonight? Do you think that maybe Roger Stone is going to flip? He seems a little miffed. Do you think Giuliani? See, you got to remember these Georgia charges, 5-year minimum. Mandatory minimum, 5 years for the old Julie. Huh? Oh, Rudy. Huh? The king flying monkey? Big trouble. And he's already, you know, it's amazing how many people have admitted that they were lying. We have Rudy in court filings admitting that he lied about those poll workers, Fannie and, can't remember the other lady's name. He lied about those ladies. And so it's amazing how many lies. You know, we have Steve Bannon 3 days before the 2020 election on audio tape explicitly outlining the quote unquote, the strategy to knowingly lie about the election. We actually have these people in emails, audio tapes, memos. It's incredible. These guys were like rookies, man. Really, really amazing. But they're gonna. A lot of people are going down. So it's interesting to watch and to see here what's going on. Jeffrey Clark. He does. He looks like the kind of guy that is just absolutely clueless and is about to walk into some airplane propellers. He's about to get cut up. We'll see what Mark Meadows does here, too. I was kind of thinking he may have been cooperating, but probably not, due to the fact that he is now indicted in the Georgia state cases. Now, let's also see if Trump stays in jail on Thursday, because he's already violated. They told him not to be threatening people, and he keeps on doing it. Trump is constantly going to dance right on that line all the time, you know, plausible deniability, like organize a, this is Trump, it's pretty tactful, or tactical, I should say. So Trump knows about the riot, he's all for the riot, he knows that the riot's going to happen, he knows the Proud Boys are there, he knows all this is, and then he says, let's peaceably marked out, walk down there, right? Boop, reasonable doubt. Huh? He reminds me of John Gotti, you know? That's how he's rolling, you know? Say peacefully. And you know there's going to be a fucking riot so that later you can say, oh, no, I said it'd be peaceful. After I organized a riot for a coup attempt. Ay. All right, everybody, I want you all to have a good day. Watch the debates tonight. No, I will not be doing a live stream. I just want to watch it myself. Again, please head over to ChuckGines.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the email subscription on the blog. Anytime I post something there, you will be notified via your email. You can also become a member over there and have access to my archives of all of my podcasts. And maybe some essays and stuff will be over there as well at some point. I'm about to, as soon as I get some time. See, I do everything myself here. I build my own websites. I host my own websites. I don't have, like, a crew. I got to do all the stuff myself. But I'm working on getting some polls over there. I got this really nice plugin that it's rather complicated, so I have to learn how to operate it. But it's got a lot of really nice poll features. I know people like to do polls here on the YouTube channel, so I want to bring that over to the website. And it's a little bit more interactive than what they have over here. So consider becoming a member over there. It helps support my efforts, and because that's how I don't get ad revenue. I really don't. I really depend on people that find a benefit and a value from my reporting and my perspectives and my research that I have done over the years. All right, everybody, have a great day. Look at that. Look at that. You know what that smoke is? That's from the Canadian wildfires. It's amazing. What's amazing about it is I'm looking west, but that smoke is actually coming from the east. It's going all, the jet stream is carrying it all the way over Chicago, down the east coast, up back through the Gulf, and then up this mountain range right here that I see out my window. But amazing that, because I thought this was coming down from Canada this way, but it's actually coming all the way around and circling like that. I took a photo and put it on the website last night of the haze and the fog here. So, yeah, man, lots of things going on in the world. Have a great day. Let's get out there.